Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's Home for Sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We've got Shay, we got JC, we got you for a three-hour ride here on this Wednesday with open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. That's our telephone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. That's where you can watch our show, not only this show, but all the shows here at ESPN Chicago. And Cap, so I want to be able to talk to you about a number of things today because we got a lot of stuff we didn't get to yesterday that we're going to pour into the show today. And it really starts with the Bears regarding Matt Eberflus. I told you tongue-in-cheek when you gave us the breaking news that Eberflus is going to be the head coach for the Bears. I said, this guy will never see Arlington Heights because it was so underwhelming.
That
the
was
name.
The first thing you said.
Yeah, you threw it to me.
It was unbelievable.
You threw it to me and said, this guy will never see Arlington Heights. And the reason why I said that is because of several reasons. One, the way things move slowly in this state as far as trying to build infrastructure and who's going to pay for the stadium and back and forth and how that's all going to be settled. That's one. But most importantly, because the Bears, since Lovie Smith, really have not been able to have a coach or a system in place in which you say, this is the head coach, this is the general manager, here's what we're going to go with for a decade. Because it changes so much, because the team has been so bad and so underwhelming. But I just look at this first year, and again, we got one more game to go, but we know how this is going to go. The Bears will lose on Sunday.
Yes.
But the point is, though, Cap, is that this guy comes in, underwhelming choice, Eberflus, the first choice for the general manager. And he comes in as a guy that is a defensive-minded guy. He's been around the league and a kind of a veteran guy. But I always thought this is just kind of a placeholder for what's next, mm-hmm. whenever that is. Mm-hmm. So how do we look at what Eberflus has done and not done so far?
For the first time, I am starting to question, is he in over his head?
Now, why do you say that?
Because I watched a team that basically quit in the second half last week. There was no hits principle last week. The fact that they're down 38-10 and he's still got Justin Fields out there to get his head kicked in. The team is horrible. Now, again, I am the first guy that told you in July, people got sick of hearing it, they don't have any talent.
Mm-hmm.
They built this thing to lose.
Sure.
And they have accomplished their objective if they can finish this off on Sunday. If they get help, they'll pick one. If not, they'll pick two. Whatever. I'm just not sure he's the guy. I'm not sure he's the guy.
Did you think that when you heard the name, when you broke the news that Eberflus is the head coach? What'd you think?
I was underwhelmed.
You thought the color beige.
Exactly. Beige. Yeah, whatever.
That's what you thought.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. I'm not asking for them to fire him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not telling you that he's, you know, Matt Nagy, who had a four-year track record that was less than positive.
Sure.
So my question is, if you installed in the ownership group George Steinbrenner, rest in peace, mm-hmm. or Mark Cuban, or pick any of the huge dudes that own franchises. Now, Stan Kroenke.
Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm. And there was a guy sitting out there who openly wants to come back to coach, has already put his staff together. He happens to be from Naperville. He's great with young quarterbacks, ask Drew Brees. Mm-hmm. Would you not make a call?
I certainly would, yes.
We just saw, what's his name? Nathaniel Hackett. Not even last a season in Denver.
First report here on Cap and Jay Hood.
Correct.
He was out. He's over his head. It wasn't going to work.
And he's out.
Yes.
Gone. Here's your money. Go.
Yep.
The Walton family has more money than all of us combined. Many times over.
Yeah.
So my question is, hang on a second. We're all in on Justin. All in.
Sure.
Would you not call Sean Payton?
Sure I would.
Sean, what would it take? And Albert Breer told us yesterday, Monday Morning Quarterback, SI.com, that the offer that he was considering until they couldn't get a deal done because he was under contract in New Orleans was 5 years, $100 million at Miami.
Sure.
$20 million
a year. Yeah, that's no problem.
Okay.
I always tell you, I'm never concerned about the money because it's not my money.
Correct.
I'm always looking at the quality, the talent.
Okay, so if I said to you, you're the owner, you and I are co-owners.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny, meet me for a cup of coffee. We got to talk. What's up? I just got off the phone. I had a confidential conversation with Sean Payton. Yeah? To do what? Sean wants the job. It's going to take $25 million a year. We can get him. It's going to cost us some draft capital, not the number two overall pick, but our 2025 number one pick, whatever the package is, two sure. twos, whatever it is. He's the best at developing quarterbacks. The best. It's him or Andy Reid. We can get Sean Payton. He's from here. He'll take the job. The staff he wants to put together is insane. We'll have Vic Fangio back as our DC. We'll start building this thing the right way.
Sure.
What do you do?
Of course. Of course you make the call.
They won't.
Well, no. I'm just telling you, ask me what I would do. And I'm giving you the answer. That answer is, of course, I would have the conversation. See, I don't pause when it comes to the money. Look how much my franchise is worth. So I'm not worried about having tag days or bringing the tin cup around, seeing if you can just add a little money for Sean Payton. Could you help me out? There's no help. Mm-hmm. You're the Chicago Bears. If you really are serious about trying to win, it's one thing to be a billionaire. I tell you this all the time, Cap. The reason why money and the conversation about money in sports doesn't necessarily faze me that much is because I know owners are making money hand over fist. It's never a conversation for me because I know how much money they're making. But what I care about if I was an owner is, look at me. I want to be able to walk through a restaurant, go to a meeting with other owners, and for people to look at me and say, my God, it's Jonathan Hood, owner of the Bears. How's it going, old pal? Hey, sit here. Take my seat, please. Now, sit down. Let's talk a little bit. Huh? How'd you do it? Super Bowl champions. It's unbelievable. Infrastructure is like night and day. Please sit down. Anything this guy wants. That's what I want for the Bears. I want them to be the cock of the walk. I want them to be able to be on the marquee as one of the top teams, not from a money standpoint, but from an infrastructure championship standpoint.
May I ask you
That's what I want
May
for
ask
the
you
Bears.
A question.
Is that fair?
Yes. Do you see any similarities at all in when the Cubs went and plucked Joe Maddon? Gave him,
sure.
He was making a little under $2 million in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
They paid him $5 million a year for 5 years, and a bonus, he got $1 million raise if they won the World Series. So he went to $6 million a year in his second year. That was like big time money for a manager back then. So
In this correlation, Eberflus is Rick Renteria.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Rick, here's a little extra on the side. Mm-hmm. We're sorry you're getting screwed, but it's Joe Maddon.
Sure.
And it worked. They won.
Of course.
So the Cubs were ready to win when Joe got here. The Bears are not. But other than that, the correlation is we've got this young quarterback. We need the best possible tutor we can find.
That's fair.
Like, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Why did it take them till the mini bye to figure out we better run this guy if we're going to try and win games?
Because you have a neophyte as a head coach, a neophyte as an offensive coordinator, a neophyte as a general manager. You have a young quarterback that's learning on the job. That's why they had to learn on the fly. Everyone's learning at the same spot. That's why. That's why. Because you don't have enough experience across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Even George is inexperienced in the position that he's in right now. Even George. Because he's like, well, I'm, you know, Ryan's going to report to me, so he's going to teach me. What? You're the owner. He's going to teach you what? That's the thing that was also kind of weird. Like, so everyone's starting at the same spot, Cap. Mm-hmm. That's why. Don't you see that even if Sean Payton was here today, he'd be another dope in a Bears cap? Because he'd have to look at the same roster and say, I don't have any talent. If you hired him today for next year, they'd still struggle. They'd still be the worst team in the division.
They're going to be last place again next year.
Yeah, that's the point is, though, is that if and here's what's interesting about this. If you project that Eberflus can't get the Bears to be a better football team, he and Poles, if you don't think that he can do it, can Payton do that? And how quickly can he turn it around? We know his credentials. But also, he's got skins on the wall and all of that. But even Sean Payton can't win without talent.
Correct. But if Sean Payton rolled in here, and again, he would have to be able to work with Ryan Poles, I would feel much better about Sean Payton developing Justin Fields mm-hmm. than I do about the current setup. And that's not a shot at Getsy or Andrew Janot. That's not a shot at them. He's Sean Payton.
I get it. However, that team would still be in last place, and Justin Fields would be a Pro Bowler. Where does that get you? Ultimately, the goal is to get to the playoffs and be a Super Bowl team. It's not like he can get Fields to be better. But at the same time, what about the rest of the team? I mean, this is even Sean Payton would have to look at this and look at this Bears roster and go, man, if I take this job, it's going to take a few years. I mean, more than a few years to be able to get it right.
But here's the question. You're going to have to figure out sooner rather than later, are you paying Justin whatever it is, $250 million, whatever the number is? He's going into year three next year.
Mm-hmm.
Can you afford to not have the best possible guy who is available on top of it to develop your young quarterback?
No, I think that's very important. But let's go back to one of your conversations that you had with me regarding doesn't matter who the head coach is, doesn't matter if he has an offensive or defensive background. So what can Eberflus unlock on Justin Fields? I mean, he's not an offensive guy. His background is defensive coordinator, more of a CEO-like. So why can't he do that? You say you're not sure, but why can't he unlock the mystery of Justin
Fields?
Well,
he has no track record of developing quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. He doesn't. But if you go back and look, Russell Wilson developed under who? Pete Carroll and his staff. They mm-hmm. put a staff there.
Yep.
Pete Carroll was a defensive coordinator. Josh Allen, who we all think is amazing, top three, top four for MVP, his head coach is a defensive coach. The greatest player of all time, Tom Brady,
mm-hmm.
his head coach, a defensive coach.
And Mike
Tomlin, defensive coach.
And Matt Eberflus, defensive coach, will get the Bears exactly where they need to be. Matt Eberflus.
I mean,
and that same lineage, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because it doesn't matter, right? Doesn't matter if it's offensive guy or defensive guy.
It doesn't.
All right, then they're going to ride with Eberflus.
But the guys I gave you have proven they can develop quarterbacks with their staff.
Well,
their
yeah.
staff does it.
Well, you got to start someplace. This is just year one.
I mean, Brady says openly, Josh McDaniels and all these other guys were essential in his development.
Mm-hmm.
Belichick is a great head coach. There's a difference between being an offensive guy, a defensive guy, and being a head coach. Jimmy Johnson talked about it again the other day. A head coach is the CEO of the operation.
Sure.
He said, I don't care if your offense, defense, specialty, John Harbaugh never was a coordinator. He's a hell of a head coach.
You know what? Ryan Poles feels the same way. That's why he's riding with Eberflus as the head coach.
Sean Payton's available. which we keep hearing he is.
But why can't Eberflus be in those same long, that those great coaches that you mentioned that were defensive coordinators? They're CEOs of the team. What about Eberflus? Same way, right?
Hard pass.
Well, I mean, this is what you said. So let's do this, Shane. Let's open the phone lines at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. If you ran the Bears, would you go after Sean Payton? Sean Payton or Matt Eberflus? What do you think is best for the Chicago Bears? What would you do? Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's Home for Sports.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. So glad that you're with us here on this Wednesday. We're talking to you about Sean Payton, and I've seen a lot of him do a lot of media for Fox. I mean, he's very good as an analyst because he's just kind of maybe taking the year off, but I think he's going to coach again. But how soon will he coach? Remember, he's a former Bear as well. Spare Bear, but he's a former Bear.
That's right. I didn't even think of that.
The former Bears quarterback, Sean.
He was on the strike year.
So, you know, Cap, and we're going to get your phone calls in just a second. I just wanted to be able to point out a column written by Jason Leisure. Jason Leisure, yes, man, are you fired yet? No, nope, still here. Thank you.
Yes, a tough question. He and Potsy, man.
So Jason Leisure from the Sun-Times wrote a piece, Five Steps for Bears General Manager Ryan Poles to Speed Up the Rebuild for 2023. I just want to point out this one paragraph because I think this is salient to the conversation, Cap, and that is that Poles and Eberflus have always talked about the Bears from a long-term perspective and as if they're going to be running the team for a decade. That kind of stability would be incredible for the Bears, who went through three head coaches in nine seasons after Lovie Smith was let go. So I guess the point of that particular paragraph in this column was, hey, you know what? If you're Ryan Poles, this is your first head coach, it's Matt Eberflus. Mm-hmm. You're not trying to turn it over so quickly. However, because it's Sean Payton, that's shopping at the top shelf. But ultimately, Poles wants Eberflus to be able to be along those same coaches you mentioned last segment, to be in the organization for as long as possible and help the Bears win.
Look, the teams that really are creative and bold, they see an opportunity and they pounce. Mm-hmm. It's like a billionaire real estate magnate.
Sure.
Whoa, what just became for sale? Bam, let's go. Mm-hmm. Get it. That's how the big boy markets really, really operate.
And then there's
who's free?
Yes, but there's something to be said about stability as well.
Agreed. Has Matt Eberflus done anything that you would go, we got the right guy?
No.
Now, again, I'm not naive. I told you in July that roster's horrible and they're going to finish dead last.
They would be dead last with Sean Payton, too.
Correct.
No question.
Bill Parcells, the OC, and the DC is pick whoever. Mm-hmm. Great cup. Put Mike Tomlin as the DC. And Sean Payton, the head. They're still dead last. Mm-hmm. They got no players. But Sean Payton brings an all-star staff. All-star.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think guys would look. Bears have nothing but money to spend. They have so much salary cap space. Hey, it's Coach Payton. Jonathan, left tackle. You want to come put this thing together with me in Chicago? Yep, I'm in, Coach. We can pay you. We'll take care of you. Got it. Play for Sean Payton?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can make the correct decision. I would much more feel comfortable having Sean Payton tell me, Justin's the guy. Let's pay him. Let's get it done. Extend his contract, whatever the case may be, after a couple of years of development under him,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to going, I don't know, we're dead last for the second straight year. Is he the guy? And then we watch him go become an all-pro somewhere else.
To be clear about this conversation, to be clear, I'd rather be able to go into this process with the Bears with someone I do know that does have skins on the wall versus someone that I do not in Eberflus.
That's my point. If Jonathan Hood is the number one left tackle out there, number one guy, going to cost a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan, Coach Eberflus, Chicago Bears.
Uh-huh.
We'd love to sign you. We've got nothing but cap space. We'll take it. Okay, Coach, I'll consider it. Thanks. Jonathan, Sean Payton, Miami Dolphins, or whoever he takes. Yeah, we've got nothing but space. We'll take care. Coach, I'm in.
Yeah.
Like, where are you going?
Yes. If not the player, the agent definitely is going to snap to attention and say, okay, that's one of the best coaches in the NFL.
Correct.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Can you imagine if Sean Payton became the head coach here?
Don't you wish the Bears were a little closer in the same vein as the Cubs were?
Correct. It was the 2014 Cubs.
What if the Bears were the 2014 Cubs in that regard, where you're on the precipice of doing something special?
Correct.
Imagine. Now, this is, again, even with Sean Payton, if you brought him in here for next season, it'd be a process, sure, but you'd feel good about the process because he comes from the Parcells tree. You feel good about it.
Right.
So,
like, if Dallas doesn't make a run in the playoffs, if they get knocked out in round one,
mm-hmm.
Sean Payton's going to end up with Dallas. Right?
I think it's likely, yes.
McCarthy will go down as one of the winningest coaches in NFL history. Here's your money. Get out.
That gets Jake Cantu very excited. You'd be excited about that. As a Cowboy fan, that'd make you excited, right?
I think they would give Dan Quinn more of an opportunity first.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think it's a 28-3 shot that he'd get that.
Yeah.
I do believe
great
that.
Great joke. Yeah. Hold on a second. If they decide to change coaches and Sean Payton says, I'll take the job, they're going to look at Dan Quinn over Sean Payton.
He's already there. Dan Quinn's already there. He's proven that he's turned around that defense.
They don't have to give up a first round pick to get Dan Quinn. I think that weighs a little bit.
You know, like, Jerry wants to have the splash.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Jerry would do Sean Payton for sure.
Yeah.
I would entertain it, but would it happen?
It's like Cap's metaphor was pretty good. Like, if you're the Bears, you have Braxton Jones. Maybe he's a great left tackle. But if David Bakhtiari in his prime is out there and he's like waiting, you pick up the phone.
Yes, absolutely. All right, let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. Get
David,
your thoughts.
There's a Sean Payton on the phone for you. Yeah, give me the phone.
Oh, God! Hello! Yellow!
You have another call. It's Matt Eber. What'd you say your name was? Eberflus. Flus. They call me Flus. Tell them I'll call them back. Playing with the kids.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. If you ran the Bears, would you go after Sean Payton, or do you like the stability of the Bears? Let's go to the ESPN Chicago app in Dallas, Texas. Here's Jeff on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. Hey, you know, just touching on what you just said, if Sean Payton's available and the Cowboys are going to lose in the first round, because I live down here, I see it. They're a fraud. That's going to happen. I mean, Jerry Jones is going to go after Sean Payton. I mean, I'm just talking to people around here. Dan Quinn, that's great, but where's the defense has not been that great in Dallas. I'm sorry. I'm just not impressed and stuff. But anyways, back to your original point. A year ago, I would have been all over Sean Payton, but this is the road we chose, and we know that this year is a hard reset. I mean, they screwed this team up so bad with the salary cap and everything that, you know, I want to stick with the stability because there's no guarantee that Sean Payton and Vic Fangio and all them, they come in, all-star cut. I mean, is that a guarantee that that's going
to
work?
It increases your chances to win, though, Jeff, because of...
It does increase your chances to win.
Yes.
I get it because it looks good, but I think it's a crapshoot. I mean, it's just like taking, you know, if we get the number one overall pick or if we end up at two and we stay put and we, you know, there's no guarantee that those are going to be great players. However, we trade down, get more picks, then, you know, that may be better. I mean, it's increasing our chance to hit somebody.
Yeah.
That's going to be good.
Well, Jeff, we appreciate the telephone call. All I'm telling you is that because of the experience of someone like Sean Payton, and that's the other thing, too, it's not necessarily about the name. Eberflus, Payton, it's not about the name. It's just that you look at the experience and all the people that Sean Payton knows and who he can talk to. Eberflus has been around the league too, but not as a head coach. He's been a grunt as a defensive coordinator. This is his first time as a head coach.
Correct.
There's experience there with Payton. There's experience there with Fangio. It's a difference.
Yes. Come on, man. What are we talking about here? Yeah. It's Sean freaking Payton.
So, you going to take that, JC, by the way? He says that the Cowboys are a fraud. You good with that?
They hate us because they hate us.
All right. So what is it? What is that? 312.
Wow.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. If you're on hold, you will be on the air. If you ran the Bears, would you go after Sean Payton, or do you like the stability of the Bears moving forward? Captain Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Facebook at ESPN Chicago. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7 here on ESPN 1000 and 100.3 HD2. So glad that you're with us here. Still to come, shot or no shot at 8 o'clock. We do it every day at 8 o'clock. You never know what's going to happen to shot or no shot. Join us at 8 o'clock for it right here on ESPN 1000. We're talking to you about Sean Payton because he's available. He's doing work for Fox right now. He's a good analyst. He's got a lot of great thoughts about looking around the league. And I think it's good for him to kind of unplug, look around, and he had the job that he wants for the most part in this league. Outside of tenured coaches in the NFL, if there's an opening, I'm sure that he'll be a top candidate.
Somebody I know who has worked some TV shows with Sean said, why do you want to go back to coaching? It's not like you need the money. You made a fortune and you're making good money on TV. He said, I hate TV. Hates it. I want to coach football. I'm a football coach.
Yeah. He does a good job, though.
He does.
He does it because he has a lot of expertise and it can be able to look around. And you take a year off, spend time with your family, and then be able to take a look and say, okay, now we're going to go back into coaching. I'll pick the job that I want. So we're talking about that what if, right? The big what if, the two big words of entertainment. What if? What if the Bears looked at this situation with Matt Eberflus as the head coach and said, you know, maybe we should shop at the top of the shelf here and get Sean Payton as a head coach.
Yeah, the Gucci store. Yes. Yeah. This really cool bag up on the top shelf. It's very expensive, but it's really cool.
Sure. So if you're the Bears, what would you do? Or do you like the stability of Matt Eberflus and the staff right now? And again, we put the caveat in that no matter who's the head coach, they'd start from scratch, from bottom. And the Bears very well could be at the bottom next year as well, based on free agency and the draft. It's going to take time. This is what change looks like. I was all for it. Cap was all for it. So I'm good with the change. I just want it to bear fruit at some point soon. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. We go to our buddy Derek in Brooklyn, New York, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. All right, Derek.
Yo, Jay Hood, Cap. Good morning. Happy
What's
New Year.
What's up, my guy? How are you?
What's going on, brother? I'm chilling, man. I'm going to just say it like this. If you got to tear it down and rebuild, tear it down again. Bears wouldn't be the first organization to fire a coach after the first year. Arizona did it with Steve Wilkes dude. Denver did it with this guy, Hackett, or whatever his name is. Listen, man, you got a chance to go get somebody like that. Who the heck is Matt Eberflus? He don't got no pedigree. He don't got no resume. Yeah, he brought some core values to the team. I respect it. Nobody got in trouble off the field, and, you know, everybody seems like, you know, he's a good dude. But we talking Sean Payton here, man. Bears got money. Go spend the money. Go get the coach that's going to change the franchise for many, many, many years to come. Love you guys. Happy
agree.
New Year. I'm going to sit back and listen. Thank you.
Best to you and your wife.
I appreciate the telephone call. Matt Eberflus.
Yeah, just the work habits. The guys have been working hard. You know, they've been working hard in practice, and they've been working hard in the games. You know, they've been improving in the games, and you know, obviously we're playing a lot of first and second year players at this time. That's where our roster is right now, and those guys have been getting invaluable experience and doing a good job of getting in the games and getting that experience. So
yellow.
That's, you know, been optimistic from the start from that point of view. And then obviously, you know, Justin, the way he's played, you know, during the course of the whole year, he's improved. He's shown a lot of good signs of being the quarterback and doing a good job of leading us on and off the field.
Matt, why did your team get spanked defensively against the Lions? Got to look at the tape, got to look at the tape, the tape, got to look at the tape, tape. I look at the tape.
When Nagy said that, everyone's like, I'm so sick of hearing about look at the tape. That's what they all say, man. Well, I got to go back and check the tape.
Here's Matt in Streamwood as we talk Bears on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, Cap and Hoodie. Thanks for taking my phone call. Happy New Year to you guys.
You too.
May I ask you, Cap or Hoodie, or maybe it was Sylvie, one of you, didn't you report when we were going to select Ryan Pace that Sean Payton told him not to go to this organization to be a GM because we ruined careers, or that there's just not enough talent. They just don't, they're not a good organization. It's a bad organization. I just think that's
I reported it, Matt. I said it on my show. Right?
I don't know who said it, but I thought said for sure it. That Sean Payton said that not to go there, and I just don't know.
So,
right?
I believe Sylvie may have been the first to say that, but
I
what
said it.
I said was Ryan Pace,
right?
When he had his meeting with George and they offered him the job, he called Sean Payton and said, okay, here's what I'm hearing. And they said, that organization keeps changing GMs. If they don't do this, 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 and this for you, leave. We'll pay you more money. You'll get another one. So he had his doubts about the Chicago Bears. That is a fact. He is correct, and if that was Sylvie that reported it first, Sylvie was correct.
Reported it first, right?
Yes, Sylvie.
Thank you. Jim and Crystal Lake. Hi, Jim.
Going?
Hi, Jim.
All right, guys. So I don't think we should. I think the Bears, you know, they're let's not be like the old regime where they were going after every shiny new object. These guys have a plan. They're doing really well, sticking to it. You know,
hold on a second. Explain to me how they're doing really well. Like, what have they done that you go, yeah, I'm all in on this plan? Other than giving away assets, what have they done?
Well, that's a great question. They're tearing it down.
Mark that down.
They're tearing it down, and they're getting rid of people who don't want to be there. And they got all these draft picks. They got a lot of money, and I want to see what they're going to do with it. So, no, they haven't really done anything grandiose, but we do have a quarterback. I do believe in Justin, and they got a lot of capital, and they got a lot of things they can use to build in the future. That's what I see.
Well,
anyway.
Jim, you would have done that.
I'm not so sure I would have. So
you would have kept like the guys that you were losing with anyway. Those same guys that you would have kept the roster intact and kept losing.
I'm like Cap. I would have been stuck with Trubisky. I would still be with Trubisky.
You would not.
Neither of us would be.
No, you would not.
We appreciate your call, Jim. Have a great day.
Yeah.
A great week. Here's the thing. Anybody with any football knowledge would have said, okay, I'm not paying Roquan $21 million a year, whatever he wanted, 22. I'm trading him because he can walk. I'm not going to franchise him so he can walk. So they would have done that. They would have looked at Khalil Mack and gone, well, we're going to be awful this year because that's where this thing's headed. Get that money off the book. Like, there's no move that he made, not one, where you go, wow. You know, we didn't find some unbelievable Devontae Adams in the third round. We got a 25-year-old special teamer who they had to take off punt returns because he fumbles.
It's very similar to McDonough first taking over the Blackhawks. Those are obvious moves that you have to make. You know, like,
John deserves all the credit for what they did.
Yeah, I understand. But it's just like there's certain things that even fans were saying, bring back Pat Foley.
Put him on TV.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Can we get Esposito, rest in peace, Bobby Hall, Stan Mikita, rest in peace. Can we get them back in the organization?
That's a base.
Yes.
You start with that. And same thing with the Bears. Like, so the wide receiver they had that couldn't get any yardage. Yeah, he went to the Rams.
Allen Robinson.
Where's he been? Still in the league?
I think.
For Jim, he's still around.
Right.
Mac and Roquan, like, you got to turn the page at some point because you weren't winning with those guys.
Correct.
Makes sense, Shay?
Yeah, I agree. And that's part of why I'm thinking, like, it's less about what the head coach you have is or could be and more about the guy that's out there is proof of concept. I mean, he's great. He's always been great. And yes, he had Drew Brees, but if you have an opportunity to go get somebody who's like a Hall of Famer over a question mark, I think you at least pick up the phone. Maybe Eberflus is a great head coach, and if you let it play out for a few years, you find out. But we know Sean Payton is. So great. I would rather go with what we know if you have that opportunity. My whole thing is I think you at least pick up the phone.
Of course. You should at least pick up the phone just to find out what he'd want. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. All right, Eddie, go ahead.
All right, boy. So you bring Sean Payton here.
Yeah.
He makes Justin Fields to Taysom Hill, and he drafts his own quarterback. That's my opinion on that one. But let's give a little break to these.
You know what, Eddie? You know what? You're the worst. You are the freaking worst. I mean, honest to God.
You're the worst we have. Maybe it's not the coach.
You are the worst we have here at ESPN 1000.
Oh, my God.
I mean, honest to God, Taysom Hill. That's what you're saying. He's a gadget guy. Why? Because he moves around the packet? Don't like that too much?
In 2 years, 24 touchdowns and 21 interceptions. That gives me my first clue. Okay, but anyways, let's give these old-timers a break. I mean, Rodgers lost his number one receiver. Okay, still got him to the playoffs. And Brady lost, I believe, the number one tight end, but still got him to the playoffs. So let's see if they do some damage in the playoffs. And, you know, well, our eyebrows will be open really wide if somehow Brady takes them to the championship game again.
Eddie, why is it that you have Justin Fields in his first full year as a quarterback, and now you've already written him off? I mean, so you said it's for all first-year quarterbacks. If they don't do well, then they suck? That's not fair.
No, Hoodie, here, I look at it this way. You remember Deshaun Watson says he has no receivers. The team doesn't want to buy anything. Mm-hmm. They don't want to do this. I want out of Houston. Look at his stats that year. Even though he won 3 or 4 games, that right there is a quarterback.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Shay. Go ahead.
I just have to say, Eddie mentioned 24 touchdowns, 21 interceptions. Fields has 34 touchdowns. The rushing touchdowns are still touchdowns. I know Eddie hates that, but the rushing scores do still count as scores.
Yes, that is fact.
Yes, I agree with that. But it doesn't give you wins.
No, Eddie, he's got the worst roster in the National Football League.
Cap, every single player we see on the field on Sunday, they got drafted to the highest place that they could go and their profession. Maybe they're in the wrong spots. Maybe they have bad coaching. But these guys, somewhere down the line, have talent. Look what Rodgers did to these receivers that he has now. Them guys, I don't see nothing in them. That's why they're struggling to win games. They got rid of Adams, okay? But he still got him to the playoffs. You understand what I'm saying about that?
The Bears have the worst roster in the NFL. Number one worst roster in the league.
My last point is...
No, you don't have any last points.
We're done.
You're crazy.
We gotta go.
Isn't he something?
He is.
He's the worst.
Love him, but he's not.
He's the worst. And when I say the worst, the best.
There you go. See you, Eddie.
He'll come back with another point, hopefully, next week. All right, coming up. A new Illinois law could change the look of classrooms.
This is so effed up.
This is coming up next as you're listening to...
Fear for your kids.
Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Hey, Mr. Shook, wow. You in this class too?
Mm-mm. I'm teaching it.
No way. My girl likes to put
all right, all right, have a seat.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We got Sean and Oshak coming up at 8 o'clock. You know, there's always new rules, and there's new rules in the state of Illinois, so many of them. But one of them, Shay, is regarding the new look for classrooms and who's teaching our next generation.
Yeah, new Illinois law says it will allow college students with a minimum of 90 credit hours, so like junior, senior year college students, will be allowed to substitute teach in Illinois.
What do you
say
think?
That again?
Yeah, college students, 90 credit hours, mm-hmm. 21, 22-year-olds will be allowed to substitute teach in the state of Illinois.
The 22-year-old David Kaplan, you don't want teaching your kids.
How do I reach these kids?
Okay, so I but there's always the nerd, though, Cap. There's plenty of them that could be able to help you and teach. Not knuckleheads like you and I. Just waiting for the next game to come on. Not for you and I. But there's people that could be able to help teach the next generation that are in the education, you know. Not everybody, but there's some. What's wrong with that? You can't look at yourself in that situation.
First of all,
who are you teaching?
I would like to know from people out there, when they were in school.
Yes.
And the substitute, you know, Mr. Hood's off today. He's sick or he's at jury duty or whatever it is. And you got Mr. Hi, I'm Mr. Norling. I'm your substitute teacher.
Yay!
You didn't give him any, like, respect.
I'd be such a good substitute.
You didn't denigrate him, but you certainly didn't look and go, oh, I wonder what I could learn from Mr. Norling. It was a freaking day off.
If you're going to smoke that bowl, make sure you say me something.
Pass it over here, pal.
I'm sure that would be part of the Norling text. It would be part of his curriculum.
Hi, yeah, I'm Mr. Norling. Please bring any extra weed to the front of the classroom right now. I mean, I don't want a 22-year-old fraternity guy named David Kaplan.
Well, not you. No, of course not. I mean, actually, you'd be a great substitute teacher because it wouldn't be about the curriculum at all. It'd just be about parlays.
Let me teach you about 16 parlay. Here's the odds. Now, if we take money line, it's going to bring it down versus laying the points.
Does anybody have any questions?
Cap's asking students to come up with the seventh leg of his parlay.
Whoever gets it gets an A. Gold star. Take that.
This parlay hits, you don't have to show up the rest of the semester.
Yay! Mr. Kaplan's the coolest. See? See, it works out. Listen, man, it is true about the substitute teacher. And the names escape me over the years, but any time that your lead teacher wasn't there, and it would be like the guy from the library or it's just some guy to just bring in, that person would be the coolest. Because they wouldn't know exactly what's going on. They've got the book on what you're supposed to have. But you know what? That substitute teacher's rolling the cart out and putting the TV on. Says, all right, let's watch a movie.
I had a regular teacher named George Yerski.
Mm-hmm.
He was the math teacher.
Mm-hmm. Now hosting middays here.
Yeah, exactly. He is, I believe, he's got to be deceased by this point.
No, he's on 12 to 2.
George Yerski.
Yep.
And I was struggling with sine, cosine, and tangent. Do you remember that in math class? Sine is opposite over hypotenuse. Cosine is opposite over, I'm trying to even remember. And tangent was opposite over adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote on the top of my paper, soca toa, sine opposite over hypotenuse, CA adjacent over hypotenuse, and tangent opposite over adjacent. He flunks me. He flunks me.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought my paper home to my dad. And I'm like, I got an F in this, and I got every answer right. He called Mr. Yerski.
Uh-huh.
And the day I was supposed to go meet him, he was off.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a substitute teacher who took care of everything.
There you go. So Yerski
He had it in for me.
Why?
He didn't like me. I was not the most mature.
Why do you have to ask why? We work with them every day.
I just wanted a good story.
Some teachers like me, like Mr. Lyman, rest in peace. He was amazing. He liked me.
I think my teachers liked me.
Mrs. Hay, not so much.
I think my teachers liked me, you know, from the hallway when they dragged my desk out to the hallway. I think they liked me from afar. Like, I was getting the work done, but it was just by myself. It's just one of those things where there's nothing like mom coming up to the school and saying, hey, why are you out there in the hallway? And it's like, yeah, you know, I just wanted to have peace and quiet or some nonsense I said. I mean, that was something that was happening all the time to me because you think I might have been the class clown? Think it might have been happening? I think I was because I'm coming from a public school into a Catholic school, and Catholic schools are all buttoned up and got the sweaters
on.
Do you
have a uniform?
Yeah. Get the old sweater going, slacks. That wasn't me. but I did it. But I mean, just it's one of those things, Cap, where it's just like, man, it's got to be fun in here. It's got to be entertaining.
Did May Hood show up at school and you were in the hall?
No question. Happened all the time.
That happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
My mom showed up and, why are you out in the hall? because I'm ahead of the class, and so they didn't want to hold me back, so I'm actually working a chapter ahead in the, what was the reading thing? There was like a reading program, and you'd go through the colors.
Remember that? Oh, yeah.
And my mom went in and talked to the teacher. That was not the truth. I was being disciplined.
Absolutely. Joey, you spend any time out in the hallway as a kid?
Me? No, suspended.
You weren't into school at all, you're saying?
Suspended, drinking liquor at 8 a.m.
How old a guy were you, Joey, at that time?
I was 17.
Just the hard brown liquor, right?
What high school?
Shay Norling, to the principal's office. Bring everything you confiscated.
What high school?
Walter Lutheran High School in Melrose Park.
Yep, I remember that school.
So you were out there with the smoking cigarettes with the cigarette rolled up into your sleeve with your white T-shirt,
no,
right?
No, that ain't me, Hoodie. I had the fedora on and the sport coat.
By the way, I think, remember Walter Downing, the really good basketball player? I think he started at Walter Lutheran and then transferred.
You said you had a fedora and the jacket on? So you were a Don back then, Joey.
I was driving a brand new 79 color Supreme Brawl, man.
Oh. Shot or no shot in 2 minutes.
We love you, Joey.